Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, coming from the old clerk's office here in the historic Clay County Courthouse, which was constructed long about, started about 1870 and got finished a couple, 3 years later. And of course it is listed on the National Register of Historical Places. And I don't know, I guess every Thursday we create some history in here still. I'm not sure exactly what category we put it in, but we have some great guests come in. We got a couple of great guests this morning. We've got, and I'm trying to make sure I get his name right, Dean Fardarero, Jr. from the VF.
Actually, I'm Dean Fardarero, Sr.
You're senior?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got that straightened out real quick.
Yeah.
And Ms. Candace. Now, you're Candace
Watson-Steele.
And she's in here. She works up there. I don't know. Is she the
HR, head of HR for both locations, Chicago and Salina.
So you got it in good hands.
Yeah.
Well, now, with that short introduction, we better do a little business here first. Let everyone know that we're here through the auspices of the Clay County Chamber three-star program, and, of course, all of the folks that sponsor here that make this show possible each Thursday morning. And, of course, we've got a couple of things we do here on Thursdays. We give away a delicious ice cream cake over to Dairy Queen to someone who has had a birthday this past week. You call in here to the number 243-5574, get your name on the list, and we'll draw out a lucky winner for that here sometime during the show. And we try to give out just a few little and the county announcements, things going on. And there was one especially today that we want to remind folks of. Today is National Ag Day. I guess this is the day you're supposed to find a farmer and kiss a farmer and thank him for all the stuff, all the food that he raises and all the things that the farmers do for our nation that make that a whole lot of our lifestyle easier for us. So this is National Ag Day. And, of course, now sometime the show's near the next little bit, we've got to get some of our 4-H folks back on again. I think they've been to some contests and won some honors. So we'll be looking forward to that here in a few weeks. And let's see. We're on at 9 o'clock every Thursday morning, and this is WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country, live and in living color directly from here in Salina, Tennessee, through our tower out at Midway. And we do this live at 9 o'clock, and this will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And also, the Dale Hall Horizon website has all of these shows streamed there, so if sometime you want to go back and check on something and know the date that it took place, you can find that and listen to it there. So there are a number of ways that you can listen to our show. And with all that, I guess we'll take a little short break, come back, and we'll talk to our guests here in a few minutes. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I guess we can get back and do some actual business now after we've kind of rambled around a few minutes. Dean, you want to introduce yourself, and I know you're with VF Transformers, and I know a whole lot of folks. You've never met everyone in Clay County here yet.
And I think I feel like I have sometimes, but no, I probably haven't.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, my name is Dean Fotorero. I'm CEO of VNF Transformer Corporation. We're in three locations, Salina here, Chicago, just outside of Chicago, and I have a facility in China as well.
And so you're an international?
Yes, we are. So I have, we build transformers that, from small to very large transformers.
Okay, give us a little bit of history about the company, how it got started, and maybe a little bit of rundown on how you wound up here in Middle Tennessee, right smack dab in Clay County in Salina.
I will. My father started the business in 1963 in the basement of our house in a little suburb of Chicago. He had lost his job, and he had been in the transformer business, and he decided to start up a business. So he started 63, and by 65, my mom was working there. One of my brothers was working there. Moved to the city of Chicago and grew it from there. And then eventually my father ran the business with five of his kids, and I was one of them.
Okay, now that's an interesting start. You know, we're talking about a cottage industry.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes,
truly.
And, literally, yes.
And you wouldn't think of something like an electronic transformer.
No.
Being, but now, what did they make there?
What are transformers?
Yeah, I mean,
you mean?
What kind of? I mean, was it?
These are very tiny transformers. My father started with a lot of them were for like small little tiny transformers that went into timing lights for the auto industry. You know, people that would tune an engine up. They bought these Penske timing lights, and there's a little transformer. My father made some of those. We made transformers for. Old Heath Kit was a company. It was one of our first big customers, and that was a company you'd go out and you'd buy. You could build your own TV set, build your own stereo. A lot of people built those back in the day, so we made transformers for those, and then it grew from there. We ended up in the city of Chicago for all the way up until like the early 80s, and then we moved out to the suburbs of Chicago and then grew from there.
And you've now grown into... making some big transformers now.
Yes, now we're making some very large. So I have to make it simple. We had a facility in Mexico for a while that made our small stuff. We went to China. That's our smallest stuff. I have about 80 employees there, maybe 100, and they make very tiny stuff for Mainly just smaller transformers. Then in Chicago, I make medium-sized transformers that are that go into such customers as Toshiba. We make a lot of power supply transformers, so medium-sized. And then we moved to Salina here in 2012, and I started building large transformers, really large transformers.
And those are the ones like we see out on the electric poles.
Not that type of transformer. We a lot of our big stuff is going into data centers. And these are massive transformers. They weigh up to 5,000-6,000 pounds,
mm-hmm.
Candace, you know.
Yeah.
So, and those are we build hundreds of those a year now, and that's just one of our types of business we are into. So all the data centers that could be for Microsoft or Apple or for anybody, they use these. They store the data in these massive million-square-foot buildings, and in there is magnetics, big transformers, and we build a lot of them.
Okay, and what we're looking at here, you're going from something that size down to a micro transformer.
Yes.
That would go into onto a motherboard.
Exactly right.
Right.
So we are soup to nuts. We build from very small, minute, tape and reel type transformers all the way up to 6,000-pound transformers. So when we go into a customer, we can, a large customer like a Toshiba, an ABB, or, a lot of these customers, we can go in and offer them small products all the way up to large products.
And, they have to be small because, when we pick up most of the electronic equipment anymore, our husband checkers,
yeah.
That our wives used to keep up with us at all times. Called a cell phone.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, even all those things
those
have
are,
transformers in them.
It's a little different level on those. Those are mainly just, boards and stuff like that. But I will say, a lot of the chargers that you use to charge up your phones, many electronic transformers in them and other types. But, our products go into almost... You name it, our products go into it, from battery-type equipment, renewable power-type products, all the tornado sirens, 60% of the tornado sirens in the country have our transformers in them. You look up on a pole, there's a big transformer, that's our product. Our products go into, the data centers, and we're starting to attract a lot of new Fortune 500-type companies here, and that's why Salina is going to be... probably going to be my main facility going forward.
That is great. And, just looking, you mentioned one of those great big transformers.
Yeah.
And if you've ever looked at a transformer, you know what we're talking about, the little horseshoe-looking thing, the little square horseshoe-looking thing that's got the wires wrapped around it.
Yeah, yeah.
How many inches of wire is going to go into one of those great big...
Well, it's going to be hundreds. It depends. I mean, sometimes it's not wire. Sometimes it's foil. It could be a copper foil that is... 030 or 040 thick, and you're going to wind that on there. It could be wound with wire, copper, aluminum wire. It can be wound with copper, aluminum foil. There's big terminals on it, and it is similar to the ones that you see. The big transformers are similar to the ones that you see, outside in those fields, where, the distribution. We do make some distribution-type products, so they're very similar to that. There's a lot of material that is used, a lot of copper, a lot of steel, a lot of aluminum, and that's basically how you make a transformer.
Okay, now we've talked about just exactly what does a transformer do to the uneducated that don't know.
So if you're going to, if you can imagine there's, you have a building, let's just say, and there's, you have a 480-volt service coming into it, and a lot of your motors run on 240, or they might run on something, some other voltage, or a lot of stuff runs on 120. In simplest form, a transformer can take that voltage from 480 and reduce it down to 240 or reduce it down to 120. But they're also used as filters. A lot of times there's a lot of stuff that feeds back into the electrical lines that can harm the electrical grid. So there's filter type transformers as well, and there are chokes, reactors, and such. So we build a lot of those as well. So in essence, a transformer is going to transform voltage from one voltage to another. But there's a lot of other types of magnetics that we build as well that do other things. But mainly transforming voltage from one to another.
So on a very practical and something we've probably all done, we probably now know what the job of transformer is if we've ever plugged a 110 into a 220 plug-in.
Yes, exactly. I mean, in the old days, you had a, you know, as the simplest form, you, when you first bought your cell phones, you had a charger. You had a black box that you plugged into a wall. You had a cord coming off. And what was that? What that was doing is taking your 120 volts from that and reducing it to 12 volts, which is what, you know, went into the phone, you know, and would charge that up. And that's the old days, you know, but that's a very small product. And now you look at these massive transformers that you, that we're building, and those are not massive, they're large. And those are used in, like I said, those data centers, and the same thing. Used for filtration, but also used to reduce voltages.
You know, there's not a whole lot of limitation to the on the power grid now to the amount of energy that can be transmitted on the power grid these days.
Well, and that's the one thing that is happening, and where a lot of our business is coming from is the fact that our electrical grid in this country is way overworked. It would cost billions and billions of dollars for states to replace all those transformers. So what they have done is they've told all these companies that are going to use a lot of power, like these data centers, like these battery charging companies and things like that, and they're like, okay, you have to we have to get more efficient transformers. So what we were able to do, and my engineering team was able to do, was design products that are very efficient so that we're not wasting the energy that's coming in. So our transformers are, so the government came out and said we have to get more, they put regulations out there for more stringent rules on waste of energy, and we designed a product that worked, and that's how we got a lot of our new business was that. So very efficient transformers, so we're not wasting the grid.
Okay, let me add, on the other side of that, is there anything, Dean, that can boost the power coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Transformers do that as well.
A transformer that works?
Yeah, of course.
Both
the opposite direction. Yes, of course, yes. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, a lot of times there's 220 coming into a building and or 240, and you up at the 480, a transformer can do that as well. And a lot of motors work on different, you know,
right.
You know, inputs. So, you know, transformers are used everywhere. You don't realize, but transformers almost, they touch your lives and almost, you know, in almost everywhere. Coils and transformers.
And I know, of course, on a simple level, we know what three-phase electricity is,
yeah.
that type of thing.
We make three-phase, we make single-phase transformers. All of our big stuff is three-phase. So like I said, it's a needed product that everybody uses, and we're branching off. We're always looking for new types of business. We're branching off into what we call medium voltage, which is higher voltage type products. We're just now sampled some to a very large Fortune 500 company. They came out and audited the Salina facility and liked it. And, you know, Candace can attest. I mean,
We started here with 6 employees in 2012, and now we're up to 74, just in the Salina facility.
Okay, on that good note, you know what we need to do right now?
What's that?
Take a little short break.
Let's pay
for this show.
Okay.
So we'll be back just in a minute. We'll let Candace. We got to talk about the history of how you got here and stuff,
yep.
And Candace can help us out on that and kind of tell us what it feels like sitting here in Salina and working in Chicago. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your... Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Danish, you're still with us, and we're going to let maybe Candace do a little bit of talking here for a few minutes and let him catch his breath again. And
sounds good.
Candace, now how long have you been with these folks?
Well, I've been with them for a year, being HR. A couple years ago, I worked for them in a different department, and then like a finals department before, you know, you have different departments. You have the windings, that's where it starts, you know, the stacking. Then it, you know, it goes to like testing, dipping, and then finals. Finals is just the end department. You got to make sure everything's correct and then send it out the door.
An inspector type thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Check everybody else's work.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But now you are in charge of human resources?
Yes, for both facilities, Chicago and Solana.
And what does that entail?
Well, I do all the hiring and all the insurance, 401ks, payroll, any corrective action notices, anything Dean needs, or Dino, his son, up in Chicago. So just a bunch of different stuff.
And so, I mean, you know, sitting here, it seems like, you know, hey, all of our job, you know, you're in Clay County, Solana. We don't branch out to places, and your job here in Solana, and you're going out all over the world, aren't you?
Yeah, I go to Chicago a lot. I try to get up there. I was just up there about a week ago, and I stayed for 3 days. I try to stay in that facility 2 to 3 days.
Okay, now, what about a trip to China? Is that on the agenda anytime soon?
I would love to go.
Yeah.
I would love to go.
Definitely going to go to China.
Yeah.
Okay, now, a few minutes ago when we were off mic there, you were talking about, and I asked Dean about, you know, the folks over at Tennessee Tech who have one of the higher regarded, less expensive engineering schools in the United States and have had for a number of years, and with the type of product you're making, and I know that you have done some things with Tennessee Tech and have some cooperative things maybe that you're working on.
Yeah, I would love to get some interns from Tennessee Tech. Like I said, I've been talking to the Dean of Engineering. You know, our transformers are a little bit different. Like Dean and I talked about, when you go to engineering school, you can't find like a design, you know, for transformer,
right.
Call it. You know, like
it's
very hard to find these engineers that, you know, are what we need, you know, as a company. So, you know, I would love to get interns in there just so they can see, you know, hey, this is what we do. This is how our test. This is how we design transformers. And
yeah, there's engineering schools. There's specialties in engineering schools for, you know, for like if you're going to work in the aeronautic industry, if you're going to work in telecommunications, but there's nothing for transformers. You know, that's a chapter in a book. but yet transformers go into most everything. They are one of the most needed things, and it's a limited commodity, and therefore those engineers, you know, the engineers that design transformers and are good are very high-paying jobs. You know, very high.
And it is a very specialized.
Yes, and that's the problem. You have to be, you become a double E, you know, electrical engineer, and then you have to work under, mentor under a transformer design engineer sometimes for a decade to be good at this, especially if you're going to be well-rounded. And my engineers have to be pretty well-rounded because I build, you know, small to large, and that's a very, you know, very tough. So I have a couple engineers that are just specialized in the bigger stuff, but I also have engineers that can design everything.
Okay, now, do you have some engineers that kind of serve as mentors on a company-wide basis, that type thing?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of my engineers in Chicago started out as a lab tech and then worked his way up and then worked under a couple of my engineers, and now he's an engineer. I have a gentleman here that I would love to move into engineering in the long term. You know, I'm big into promoting people that work for me. My head of quality was a lab tech that moved up, you know, in this facility here. So I'm constantly trying to move people up that have worked the job, especially engineers. If they have worked on the line and know how to build a transformer, they make great engineers on the backside because they know what will mess up a job and what will make it tougher to make. So, consequently, I do a lot of promoting from within, and that's why I'd love to get some young people in, show them, and then maybe move them up.
Okay, not along that line. What about your personal preparation for where you're at today?
Meaning?
Your college degree?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I did? I did electronics. Tried to do double E and couldn't get through it. Starting a business, starting a family, but then I got my business degree as well later on, and that actually helped me a lot. My son has now taken over a lot of the aspects of the business, the day-to-day operations. I'm mainly getting this facility to be our shining star of my company and my son. So my son, he's got his MBA and he does most of the day-to-day. I also have two nephews in the business as well that one does purchasing and one runs a facility here in Salina for me. So my background is got some electronics as well as business.
Okay, and along that line, there's a little bit of an interesting story as we kind of wrap up here of how you came to Salina, how you found out about Salina.
So we were outgrowing our facility in Chicago, and I had an engineer that was working for me that knew of a transformer facility that was in a small town right near the Kentucky border here in Tennessee that was shut down. And it had all the, you know, the internals of it to run a transformer business. So I came down here, and the gentleman named Travis Cherry, my engineer knew him, and we started talking to him, and they started introducing me to people like, you know, Chamber of Commerce, Ray Norris, Dale Reagan, Doug Young. We had a lot of the ID board kind of started courting me, you know, and my brother at the time, we started coming down here. We visited a couple times. Business kind of went down a little bit, so we didn't do it right away. But then about 3 years after that, you know, that was about 2012, we came down and started out. And like Candace said, six people, and now we're at 74. And, you know, I run about 60-something people out in Chicago as well. So Salina's home now.
And, you know, like with Candace, you know, here in Salina, I know there are some very highly advanced jobs that you're not going to find someone here, but, you know, for most of the jobs, we have people here in Clay County that has the ability and the capabilities of doing some highly technical work and some great work, like Candace, which is great, and it's great to have a company that's able to recognize that what we have here, and as Candace is saying, I know you talk about the tutoring program. Have you got some other things in your mind that you're looking forward to here?
Yeah, we always, Dean and I, last year we did a health fair for our workers, you know, where I'm doing another one in April, you know, a wellness program. You know, I get a nutritionist out here, you know, I get people from the hospital out here, you know, that can do blood work for them. Of course, we want to take care of our employees. You know, we want to make sure that everybody's took care of. You know, we have a great 401k. We have great benefits. And all of our employees are from Salina. 90% of them are. Yep. You know, we really want to help this community and promote, you know, business here. We want people to come here.
And you're always looking for folks that are good, hardworking folks that want a career. They're not necessarily looking for a job. You know, job lookers are different from folks that are looking for a career and be able to stay with something and build upon it. And I'm sure the way Dean talks that there is a level there for career advancement and that type thing, you know, we're being shown.
Yes, definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
I think the people here have been great, and we found, you know, all areas of our company, you know, we're finding very talented people here and younger people. You know, a lot of younger people, and we're training them. I mean, all you have to do is want to work and show up, and I'll find you work.
Yes.
You know, when I'm hiring, that's what I'm looking for.
And you are hiring now?
We go through stages. You know, right now, I'd say we're not this second, but we just brought in like 3-4 people.
We brought,
So you have hired some recently?
Yeah. But like you said, the main thing we're looking for is attendance and a good attitude.
Yep.
We'll show you how to work. You know, we'll train you, give you the proper training.
A thing called work ethic.
And I'm telling you, a lot of the younger people are really great. And we've got some young people. I probably have 3-4 workers that are under the age of 22, and they're great.
And apparently, you know, you're showing them an occupation that is tweaking interest in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really trying to give back to these people too. You know, we're talking about putting. You know, I'm doing a lot. I'm even going to bring in a financial person to talk to people if they want to learn a budget, things like that. I'm working on their health. We're thinking of putting a track out.
Yeah, we've really upgraded our building. We've got a new AC system. You know, we've got new walls up, new flooring. We're going to put a track outside. You know, we want to really take care of our employees too.
And you know, it looks like, you know, with our new governor, one of the things that he is concentrating on is vocational training at the high school level. And
you know, we have high schoolers. You know, I've talked with Derek Upchurch. We're going to be on his next year's job shadowing. People can come out. You know, we talked. We let the school come in, you know, the TCAT and Livix, and they come and visit us too. You know, we're always looking for, you know, people who want to work, you know, interested.
Well, folks, we have used up a little bit of time. No, I think that we have given some valuable information this morning to the folks here in Clay County, and it's been a pleasure having you folks here with us this morning, and we'll invite you back again sometime before long.
Sounds great.
When another one of those announcements comes down that you've got a grant to expand and do some things that come down every maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years, but we want you back before then.
Sounds great.
Thank you. I appreciate
your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for being with us. With that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
Need to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We'd like to thank the folks up at VF Transformers that have spent the last 30 minutes with us. And right now we're going to move on to another project here in Clay County that's kind of come to fruition here in a little bit when we get to that just in a second. But before that, we've got our list of folks that celebrated a birthday this past week, and hopefully I get all the names correct today. I think last week I never could kind of make out one of the names, and the name was actually Cox instead of Scott. I don't know how that happened, but like I try to tell folks, you know, if we kind of speak slowly and clearly and where I can understand it, where we don't make mistakes. But celebrating birthdays today, we have Lexus Austin, who's celebrating a third birthday, and this is from her uncle, her mother, and her grandparents. So we'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And also, on the 11th, his grandparents called in, that is Cordell McLaren, on the 11th, celebrated a birthday. And also on the 11th, Miss Vera Coons celebrated a birthday. And then Jimmy Daly, 52 years old this past week, and his family called in to wish him a happy birthday. And then also, 69th birthday, Mr. Billy Goolsby, on March the 10th. And I think he had another great celebration there that we will mention. That was that he had finished his radiation treatments, maybe right about his birthday time. So that made for a great day for him, I'm sure. And we'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And also, Ms. Tanya Spears, the employees over UCHRA, would like to wish her a happy birthday on the 13th. And let's see, looking on down, I want to remind everyone that next Thursday night here at the courthouse, we're having our first evening of entertainment here at the courthouse. This is going to be a free bluegrass show, and we have got right now three different bluegrass groups lined up, and that our Brimstone Bluegrass Bunch are going to be here. And also, I know Gary Pennington is bringing a group over, and Joseph Smith, and we may have others that join in, but this is going to be a free show upstairs in our new theater room, which we have got our lights up now and our new sound system going. So it'll be an interesting evening, and the continuation of this, of course, is going to depend upon the folks that want to, whether or not they want to come out on a Thursday night and join in some entertainment with us here at the courthouse as we kind of transform this in over into the entertainment cultural center here for Clay County. And let's see, on our birthdays and anniversaries, we got two birthdays today, three birthdays of history we'll mention. Albert Einstein, Andrew Jackson, celebrate a birthday on today. So if you're born on this day, you're celebrating with two pretty good fellows there. And then on this day in 1794, Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin. And one of the lesser known facts about Eli Whitney was that he is the man that actually made, I guess, mass manufacturing possible here in this country. He received a contract from the U.S. Army to make weapons, rifles, and he had supposed to have so many made by a certain date. Well, he came up with a different idea where he was making all the parts identical. And then when he got it finished, he would put them together. And he nearly lost his contract because he didn't have a certain number of rifles finished by a certain date. And his plan was to have them all done at the closing date. So that interchangeable parts, he's the man that came up with that. So So that's just a little bit of lesser known history facts today. Good morning, Denny. Mr. Denny Wilford, I believe.
Wilford. B-E-R-T, yes.
Yeah. Sometimes I write things down wrong. But it's great to have you here with us this morning. And I know you are with Dale Hollow Marina right now. And a little bit about how long have you been there, and how did you wind up here in Clay County?
This is our eighth season starting. I started here when I was 6 years old. I was from Louisville. Came down, first place I ever went to was Pleasant Grove. Stayed in Cedar Hill. And we came down every year for 2 weeks in July in houseboats, cabins, camps, and when I could drive, I could drive down here and throw a tarp on the ground and sleep on the ground.
Well, did you continue to come to Cedar Hill over the years?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did you ever come down after midnight back in the 80s?
No.
What about coming down to see Billy Barlow before the 80s? Did you ever know him?
Yeah,
I relieved Billy Barlow at midnight for 15 years up there. I can't believe we didn't run into each other at least.
We probably did, because I would come in there middle of the night and buy some lures or something. If I broke a spinner bait off, I'd have to buy that bushwhacker that you just sell.
I was the guy that's laying asleep on the floor that lets you in.
Yeah.
Well, back to Dale Hollow Marina and your acquisition of that and what you've been doing up there. If you would, just tell a little bit about it.
We bought it in 2012. My family and I came down here. We actually came down here to buy Cedar Hill at that time and spent some time trying to do it and couldn't get the project purchased, so we went ahead and we bought Dale Hollow. We made our mind up we wanted to be on Dale Hollow permanently. And so it's been a total rebuild.
Yes, I know. I was up there in the beginning. I think we had a houseboat up there and spent quite a bit of time. I know you guys, the day you came in, you started working.
We haven't stopped. We're still working.
And I know now the big news here in the county is, you know, we know that the folks that had Cedar Hill Resort who purchased it from the Roberts family, I don't know whether they're more than one owner or whatever, but the last owners eventually just kind of gave up on it, didn't they? And
that's correct.
Kind of pulled off and left it.
Yes.
And you've been through the process now where you folks now are going to be, you have taken over, I think is the correct word.
We're very close to taking. We're a couple of days away. It's just paperwork. Everything's been approved. We're purchasing it from the bank.
Okay, now, let's talk a little bit like with dealings with the Corps of Engineers. Just exactly, I know you're buying all the facilities that Cedar Hill owned, and then we talk about leasing from the Corps of Engineers. What's the process of that, Denny?
You have to submit a lot of paperwork, your financial information, your five-year plan, what you want, what you're expecting to do, and how you're going to make the improvements.
Okay. Now, do you want to talk about that five-year plan a little bit?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
And it's a five-year plan. It's submitted to the Corps at this time, and it's subject to their approval. But our first year is basically come in and clean up a lot. There's a lot to clean up and some major repairs. We're replacing the gas islands and new gas tanks, new gas pumps. We're going to fill in the old pool area, make some parking out of that. That's all coming out. And then we're application in for some new slips, replacing the one set of houseboats that was destroyed in that January or December storm. And so we got a lot to do the first year just cleaning up.
Okay, and I know you, the swimming pool there, an old tradition with us, and with you too when you first came down.
Yeah, we've got movies of us kids playing in that thing.
And at one time, even before you, there was a swimming pool out in the lake with a wood facility around
that's
it. I don't know whether you were there
time.
Then or not.
That's before my time.
And I'm wondering, have you been in the office there? And,
yes.
Do any of the old pictures of people like Ted Williams still remain on the wall?
I didn't see anything on the wall. I mean, they pretty
okay,
much
so that's all been
out,
cleaned out. You know, over the years, back when I was a youngster, Ted Williams used to come up and bass fish there. You might want to find some of those articles and put those on the wall.
Yeah, I would love to.
And I know that the swimming pool at one time, what was an Olympic length swimming pool at one time, then it got shortened down. And I guess, you know, swimming pools at a lake really, a lake like Dale Hollow, really don't make a lot of sense unless you're doing like Mr. Dickey did and teach swimming lessons to every child in Clay County.
Exactly. They don't want a pool on there just for liability with electricity. Everything with electricity is getting real sensitive
right now.
That's their wishes is not to have one, and I plan on keeping their wishes.
Well, Do you want to talk about any rumors going around about the sale of some cabins or anything like that?
Yeah, there's been a lot of them going around, good and bad. But we are we're selling everything that's on the private property. There was 12 and a half acres of private land, and there was 16 cabins on that and about six building lots or empty lots to build on. And we decided, with taking on a project this size, it would take a lot to bring it all back up to where it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, I know, like I said, from working up there, I know that the Roberts family, you know, a lot of folks think when a boat dock closes down in the winter, you know, the season's over, you don't have anything to do. But I know from being around, you know, those cabins had to be remodeled, reworked, repairs made, and I had probably for the last few years that hadn't been done. But those will make ideal private.
Oh, yeah. We've already got contracts on eight of them. But they are. They're structurally very sound.
Yes, they are.
They just need a lot of TLC. I mean, they have been really let go, and they need some good upkeeping.
You know, when they were well-built cabins from the beginning.
Yeah, I've been under them, and the timbers are very solid.
And I know for a number of years that the Roberts family would remodel those things every 5 or 6 years.
Right.
And I know, what about the new building there where the Roberts family home was at? And I think I've noticed an addition there.
Yeah, Jack's got a nice basement, and I call it his little man room on top of that, but he says it's for the kids. But that's going to be a beautiful building with a beautiful view.
And I know there are already some privately owned homes up on top of the hill there that have been sold off during the years. And
right.
there's quite a bit of building going on around there, even before you guys talked about this, isn't there?
Yeah, we're building 7 brand new cabins on our property that we own, and they'll be ready by Memorial Day. And then we're putting in a year-round RV park, which will be leased yearly. Not weekly.
Well, where will that be located?
It's right below where we're building our new cabins, up on Cedar Hill Road, there across from the old A-frame.
Okay. All right. And then looking, you know, out to the... let's take a little short break and come back.
Okay.
And we'll talk about the new lease and that type of thing and some of the type of cabins you may be building. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I have looked at the Dale Hollow website, and I've noticed that you have some, what we're calling now, floating cabins that you're developing over there, a few of those?
Yeah, that's correct. We've been given permission to start. We've got our first one about 98% complete, and we'll actually be moving it over to Cedar Hill because there's more area, along with all of our houseboats and rental boats. Everything will be run out of that area.
Okay, are you going to add more houseboats? Is that part of the future plan?
We're going to sell some of the houseboats we've got and go more into the floating cabin.
Okay, so you're looking more at keeping people there instead of...
Right. Yeah, a lot of people don't want to go through the hassle of taking a houseboat out anymore, believe it or not, but they just want to come in, park their boat up against it, and run all up and down the lake, come in with something with electricity, water, TV in it.
So these cabins are going to have docking facilities right there at the cabin.
You'll be able to pull up and dock.
Have you got a number now that you're looking at?
We've got six in the plan. We've got our first one done, and I learn a lot on the first one.
Okay, how many square feet are we looking at in that cabin?
There's about 600 square feet. There's a loft over the top, over the whole thing.
Yeah. So we're looking at these so-called tiny homes now that are on wheels. Except this is going to be on water.
Right.
And those will. I'm sure that's going to be an innovation there, and I've got a feeling maybe a very, very popular innovation.
Right.
And I know we were talking a minute ago about the Pleasant Grove area and the island and things like that. And do you want to maybe tell us what you have in mind for that? And I know you're restricted by things that the Corps will allow you to do.
Right. We've been in discussions. We haven't, been formally awarded that, but we've been in a lot of preliminary discussions. We're submitting a plan to them. We didn't want to do anything in the upfront of this project that would slow down the acquisition of Cedar Hill. So we put that in our second year plan to take over the lease on Pleasant Grove and then open it back up for public use and picnicking, camping, and it's going to be limited the first few years.
Well, no, that's great news because that's something that's near and dear to the hearts of all the people in the Upper Cumberland area and really from all over the United States that came down there and walked across the swinging bridge and went around the pathway around the island, all the beautiful grounds that were well kept and manicured back in the so-called old days.
It was beautiful in the days.
And, Denny, I don't think probably, I'm probably not overstepping here, but I would say probably every visitor to Dale Hollow Lake goes by the tip of that island at least once a week they're here on our lake.
Yep. If they're on our end, they want to go to the other end. If they're on that end, they want to come see the dam. So.
And like I said, and most of them wind up going by. And also, another little thing there, you've got what used to be Swan Ridge, I guess the point, that's right across the lake there. That if we ever get, say, like a restaurant or something, that'd be nice, a little boat trip across the lake to go in there. Yeah, I know, I'm not sure you've even thought about that yet, but when I take that back, I'm sure you have. And the long-range plans, I'm sure, are going to involve some things like that. And I do know that you will have the parking lot out there and the boat launching ramp. And what about there in maybe, is there any other places where the Corps might allow you to put a launching ramp, or is that something they just won't do?
No, that's pretty restricted, yeah. We'll have plenty of launching facilities between the two marinas and the public ramp there. And what we try to do is put your customers, the slip customers and the renters in the two marinas and use all the public launching over at Pleasant Grove.
Take
the pressure off the marina.
Yeah, very, very reasonable idea. And also, looking in there, another thing, does the lake still have the Dale Hollow Boat Dock Owners Association? Is it still active?
Oh, yes, we do, yes. We meet a couple times a year, and we look for different projects to do to benefit the area and to benefit the lake, too.
And throw out some ideas, maybe that you need some ideas from them, but not give them all of your good ones.
Yeah. Well, we're looking for something. We did the poker run, and we did a couple things in scavenger hunts, and the first couple of years it was real popular, and kind of like we need something new. We've been talking about some things, but we've got to put something new together for next year.
You know, something where all the owners involved in, maybe a fishing contest that everybody takes place all over the lake, and you can put into any boat dock or something like that.
Yeah, we've talked about that, too, and we're also working on some stuff to advertise for the lake. We're some crappie fishing and doing some different shows to highlight the lake, and that's kind of what we're working on right now.
You know, I know at one time, I know all the dock owners visited basically all the major boat shows here in the Southeast, and a lot of them up in Ohio, of course, but all over this half the country, too, because we had lots of folks that came from Michigan, Ohio, all across the East Coast, coming to Dale Hollow Lake. And I think maybe that had kind of slowed down a little bit in the past few years where we weren't getting out to the boat shows and things like that like we once did.
Yeah, we do six shows a year now, and we did Michigan last year, and that worked out real good for us. There's a lot of people in the North that need to be reminded that we're still here.
Well, you know, that's something, too, that over the years, I know at Cedar Hill, it became, like you said, a family tradition. The same folks came back every year and stayed basically in the same cabin or same area every year, and now we're in about the third or fourth generation of those folks, and a lot of those younger kids, they didn't come down with Grandma and Grandpa and are not familiar with it, and they've got to be reminded, haven't they?
Absolutely. We've got several fourth-generation families, and each generation has a slip, so it's pretty neat.
Some of those things.
I'd say 75% of our customers are out of that Indianapolis circle. I mean, it's just amazing.
Now, I know I'm sure a lot of times at the meeting of the family will, somebody would want to know who got the slip at Cedar Hill,
right,
or who got the slip at Dale Hollow.
Yeah, because slips are a premium now. There's not a lot of empty slips on this lake at all.
Well, let me ask you about this. Are you going to be able to build more slips out in the area where you have now, and then hopefully later on around?
We've submitted a plan for adding 200 slips over the next 5 years at Cedar Hill area. In the Pleasant Grove, over towards Pleasant Grove Island.
Okay, and events up the lake. Is there any chance, again, we'll ever have one of these national outboard races or something like that on Dale Hollow Lake? Is the liability on that so high now that you can't afford it?
I believe nothing's really came up in our discussions at the association on anything like that.
You know, I remember a group that used to come down to Cedar Hill a few years ago. They were called the Ohio River Rats. That were actually, most of them were on the Ohio River, and they had those big inboard hydroplanes. And the week after Labor Day, I think maybe officials kind of turned their head the other way, and those guys brought those big super fast boats down and spent a week of having fun on our lake. And I don't think that's happened anymore in the past few years.
They still do something once a year up there. It's drag racing up there, but that's about as far as they go.
And, well, you know, and I guess now the traffic in and out to the places, you know, the large crowds, some of these things attract. We really don't have the infrastructure to bring 20,000 people into a spot on that lake for an event.
It's tough enough on a regular weekend, much less the holiday weekends, to accommodate the crowds that come through here. It's just, we definitely...
Just turn your head reach in there and pull me out a number. We're down to a few minutes left, Denny. And I guess we need to get us a number here from our... highly sophisticated non-computerized system and give away a cake here in a minute. And I know it's been a pleasure having you here today. And the door's open anytime the longer you get in this project. And I think we've cleared up a few things for folks. And we all know, those us Clay Counties, that there's now new hope for Pleasant Grove and the Swinging Bridge. Someone's got it that wants to do something with it. And Cedar Hill, a long, long-standing tradition here. Looks like it's in good hands now, and it's going to be available for the public again. And those folks that have been using it look like they can kind of rest assured now that it's going to continue.
Yeah, it's going to take some time, but we'll get it back up where it was.
And it great to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
And with that, I guess we can a drum roll here. The winner of today's cake is Jimmy Daly. So we'd like to wish him a happy birthday, and you can come out by the Clay Chamber and pick up a gift card to take over to Dairy Queen and get your delicious ice cream cake. And with that, I think it's about time we shut the door here. We've got everything put up, I think. It's been great being with you here on this Thursday morning, and we welcome you back again next Thursday morning. Listen this afternoon at 6 o'clock or go on the Dale Hollow Horizon site for the strange shows. And with that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial every Thursday morning. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.